What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Life Coaching for Men podcast, where real life meets real coaching. I'm your host, Dr. Darren Wilson. Welcome in, everyone, to episode number 39 of the Life Coaching for Men podcast. It is March. It's March. Where did January and February go? It is hard to believe. Hope everyone is doing well, and I hope you're looking forward to this month. I really appreciate you tuning in, and thanks so much for everyone who continues to like and review the podcast. Really appreciate that. I've told you the numbers keep going up. We are well over 10,000 downloads, which is incredible for the way this thing was started. And so really appreciate what y'all are doing and how you're sharing it. I'm getting feedback each and every week. So keep doing it. Keep spreading the love. Spread the love across the world and across the globe. And let's see who all we can help this week. I feel like we're kind of a team now. We've kind of built this relationship together, and you like to listen each week, and I like to talk each week and talk to you and with you. I certainly don't talk at you, because we're all in this thing together for sure. Because I'm trying to grow just like you're trying to grow. You know, it's one of those things with development and coaching, you never really arrive. You know, that's kind of the good news and the bad news. The good news is you're always growing. The bad news is you never arrive. But you're always getting better. You're always striving to get better, and you're always figuring out new things. I was working with a client earlier this week, and he was just a little frustrated. He was like, "Yeah, I feel like I'm really starting to recognize my thoughts, but my actions still aren't lining up." And I said, "Well, that's because you're human. It's because you're quote unquote normal. It's because you've got a brain. And the more you begin, the more you are aware of your thoughts, and the more that you're aware of what your body is doing internally, the more you're going to be able to react and act in the way that you want to act and the way that you want to react." And you know, ultimately, the goal is that you show up in a way that you feel great about yourself. That's the bottom line. That's what you want to do at the end of the day, is you want to show up in a way you can feel good about yourself. You don't judge others. You don't judge yourself. You don't place undue pressure on you because of whatever you're thinking or whatever you think someone else is thinking. And you ultimately become that person that, for some of you, you never thought was even possible. You didn't even know was in there. And then for others of you, you've kind of known it was in there. You just couldn't pull him out of you. And that's what this work's all about. And so wherever you are on your journey, if this is the first podcast you've just stumbled upon of mine, and you just decided to start right here, then welcome. If you've listened to everyone along the way, then welcome as well. So whatever that piece or that place in your journey that you're at right now, I really believe you're right where you're supposed to be. you found this podcast at the right time in your life that's going to help you take care of whatever that need is, whatever that most pressing need is that you have and that you feel and that deep down within you know, if I can just get this back on the right path, if I can get this corrected, if I can take care of this issue in my life, then my life will be better. Life will be better with me, and life will be better on the other side of me if I can get whatever that is that you're dealing with. And so thanks for being here. And this episode might be, at least from a timing standpoint, one of the most intriguing and interesting episodes and possibly even life-changing episodes that you've heard. Because it certainly has been for me as I've thought about it really for the last 2 weeks, because I ended up doing something different last week, but I really wanted to do something around expectations. And I titled this one Expectation Overload, because I'm telling you, if it's been one person, it's been 10 people in the last week that I've coached that are dealing with so many expectations. Expectations that they're placing on themselves, expectations that they feel like others are placing on them, expectations that they feel like they can't meet, that it's expectation overload. And so it's just flooding our minds. And so, you know, the question becomes that we're going to look at here in a little while, you know, how do you fix it? How do you begin to get some power over all of these expectations? And so as we begin today, I just want you to stop and think for a minute. And for some of you, it will take a little while. For others, it'll be like, man, you just tick them off one right after another. But think about all of the expectations that you just place on yourself. The expectations throughout the day that you place on yourself. And it probably starts before you get up in the morning. Right? You're still in bed and you're already laying out all of the things that you have to do. Oh, I've got to get this done today, right? They expect me to do this. I'm expected to do that, right? I'm expected to work out because I've got to keep my body in shape. I'm expected to eat healthy. I'm expected to be at work on time. I'm expected to whatever, right? All of these expectations. Now, there are some expectations that, you know, on a daily basis you need to meet. Right? You may have to go to work because you want a job. That's an expectation. You're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be online. So that's what you need to do. There are other expectations, though, that you put on yourself. We put on ourselves each and every day that are driving us absolutely crazy. For some of you, it's something in the realm of being OCD, right? You expect your office, your chair, your pens, your notes, your whatever to line up and look a certain way, or it drives you crazy. That's an expectation you put on yourself. Life would be okay if your pens were a little bit out of place. I used to work with a lady, and literally at night, her boss would go in. This is probably terrible to say, but her boss would go into her desk drawer because she literally had probably 7 different types of paper clips colored, right? She would have to have them all in a certain order, in a certain way, you get the picture, right, in the drawer. And he would always go in there and kind of mess them up just a little bit. It wouldn't make it crazy, but it would drive her nuts. The next day, she's losing her mind. And just think about, that's a tiny little thing, but think about the small expectations that you all put on yourself each and every day that's just causing some pressure, right? Pressure that you're putting on yourself each day because of undue expectations that you put on you. Now, think about also all of the expectations you have of other people. What are all the expectations? We've talked a little bit about this before when we talk about relationships, right? And with your spouse or with your kids. Think about all of the expectations that you have for your spouse. What is your spouse supposed to do throughout the day? So you can maybe start with that. Same thing, you may still be in the bed in the morning, and you start with all these expectations. Well, she should do this, she should do that, she should do this, she should do that. All of these things that line up, because that's the expectation you have of her. That's not even the expectation she has of herself, right? It's the one she has of her. So think of those expectations. Think of the expectations you put on your kids. What are those undue expectations or those expectations that your kids feel so heavy about? Maybe it's grades, right? Maybe it's playing a certain sport that they really don't want to play, but they're playing because dad wants them to. Maybe they're having to play two sports because dad wants them to. Or maybe it's, you know, maybe it's whatever it is. It doesn't matter. It's that expectation that you're placing on them that's not really their path. Now, again, we've talked about this before. I'm not talking about when it's discipline. I'm not talking about that they have to do certain chores. I'm not talking about the ones that you know what they are. You can think deep down, you're like, yeah, I probably do that. You know, he or she, my son or daughter, probably feels that undue pressure that I'm putting on them. Even though she's age 7, he's age 8, he's already feeling it. Just think about all of those expectations. And then I want to introduce something else to you today, because this has been something that's been on my mind, like I said, for a while now, but really the last 2 weeks, it's really been on me. And that is what I'm kind of calling undue expectations, or even unexpected expectations. And those are expectations that you think someone else has for you. Expectations that you think someone else has for you, but you don't even really know. You're trying to live up to someone else's standard for you, and they've not even laid out a standard for you. But you think, because you know this person, or because you respect this person, or because you think that this person, that you want to people please this person, right? It goes right along with that people pleasing. It goes right along with that perfectionism that so many of us deal with. You have an undue expectation of yourself that you think someone else is putting on you. I want you to think about that for a minute and just realize that all of these different types of expectations, they're exhausting. They are absolutely exhausting, and they are sucking the absolute life out of some of you out there. They're sucking the life out of you because you put so much pressure on yourself to perform, right? That perfectionism piece, please perform perfectly. The expectation piece goes a lot right along with that. You're trying to live up to an expectation that you've put on yourself, or that you think someone else has put on you, because you want to perform perfectly. And it will absolutely drain the life out of you. So let me give you an example. I was coaching with a guy this week, and he's divorced, and they're co-parenting kid, and he feels like, and you guys will love this, especially those of you out there who have been through a divorce, he feels like he is trying to still live up to these unmet expectations that his ex-wife has for him, right? Now, how crazy is that? They're not married, right? They've been divorced for a while, and yet he still feels like he's got these expectations that she has of him because of what? Because he doesn't feel like he's a good enough father. Right, because she lets him know in these sometimes really pointed ways, and then in other times not so pointed ways, that he's not there quite as much as she would like him to be. Right, he's not involved quite as much as she would like him to be, and so he lets all of these thoughts run constantly through his mind about the expectations that he thinks she has for him to be a good father, for him to be a good quote-unquote ex-spouse. Okay? And he's so worked up this past week over a decision that he wants to make about his son that he was afraid to tell the ex-spouse. Now, this was a situation that really, in the big scheme of things, is insignificant. And really, in the big scheme of things, it just has to do with his household. It really doesn't even have to do with her at all. But he wanted to tell her, and he was so almost paralyzed with fear because he felt like he was not going to meet the expectation that she had of him. And that's what this will do to you. It will run your life into the ground because you're trying to meet or you're trying to please or you're trying to be something that you're not even put on this earth to be. Because really, he's just here to try to be the best father he can be. He's just here to try to be the best person he can be. And he's even trying to be a good ex-spouse, right? Kudos to him. But that's that decision and how that plays out is 100% up to him. It's not up to her, right? She has her own opinion of how he lives his life and how he treats his son and how many times he sees or doesn't see his son. And he's letting that affect his everyday feeling of worthiness for himself. And what her thoughts are about that and what her expectations are about that have absolutely nothing to do with him. But he feels like it does, right? Because he's allowing her to have that power. And so what are we working on? You got it. We're working on him retaining his own power, him understanding that it's all about his thoughts, him understanding that it's his life to run now, him understanding that his decisions that he makes when it comes to his son within under his own roof that doesn't have anything to do with her is okay, regardless of what she thinks. It's okay. And so for some of you out there, just know if you'll just breathe a little bit, you just breathe, you'll start to get a little bit of relief. But for others of you, right, you need some practical steps. And so that's what this week is for. Some practical steps in how do you begin to find that ultimate relief when you feel so overwhelmed because of expectations. And it doesn't matter if it's the expectation that you're putting on yourself. It doesn't matter if it's a true expectation that someone else is placing on you, or if it's an expectation that is one of those unintended consequence expectations, right? That someone else, you're allowing someone else to place on you and they haven't even told you about it yet. It doesn't matter what expectation it is. These three things will begin to give you some relief. Number one, start to become aware that they're just thoughts running through your brain. An expectation only has power over you if you allow it to. Let me say that again. An expectation only has power over you if you allow it to. An expectation is simply when you break it all down and you get rid of all the drama and all the story and all the thing you want to tell to, you know, all of your friends and that conversation that you constantly have in your head. An expectation breaks down to one sentence in your brain. And the question is, are you going to believe it or not? Because for most of you, you don't even stop to consider that you have a choice whether you believe that sentence. You just go, oh, that's an expectation. Here we go. I've got to do this. If I don't do this, then. If I don't do this, then they won't be happy. If I don't do this, then I'm not the best person. I'm not the best father. I'm not the best husband. I'm not the best boss. I'm not the best leader. You fill in the blank, right? But it's simply a thought that's running through your brain. So begin to understand and begin to become aware of those thoughts. Now, what I would suggest you do is when those expectations start to come up, and especially when it's early on and this thought work is new to you, I would ask you to write it down. When those expectations come, just write them down. When you start feeling that feeling of, oh, I feel pressure, I feel overwhelmed, I feel, okay, what am I expecting of myself? What am I expecting myself to do? Whether it has to do with work, whether it has to do with your spouse, whether it has to do with your kids, right? Whether it has to do with you just living up to your own potential that you think you should live up to each and every day, it doesn't matter. Write them down. When you see it on paper, for some of you, when you see it on paper, you'll go, oh, no wonder I feel this way. Look at these thoughts that are going on in my head that I'm believing, that I'm allowing to stay there. right? For some of you, you'll start to get relief just by putting them on paper. So number one, start to become aware they're just thoughts running through your brain. Number two, acknowledge that no one is in charge of you but you. Let me say that again. Acknowledge that no one is in charge of you but you. So if someone puts an expectation on you, right? If someone else puts an expectation on you, understand that it's up to you to accept it or not. You can choose to say, you know what? I realize that that's what you would like for me to do. I realize that that's how you would like for me to act. I realize that that's how you would like for me to behave. I realize that that's how you would like for me to be in this particular circumstance or in this particular situation, but I'm going to choose to do it my own way. And under your breath, you can go, because I'm a grown adult, or you can say it out loud. But I would say that you say it in a very respectful way, but you can choose to do whatever you want to do because you're a grown adult. For some of you out there, you've been on this hamster wheel of trying to please and live up to someone else's expectations for so long that you don't even realize that you have a choice, that you can take the stance and say, no more. I am not going to continually try to just please you and not please myself. You, my friend, are allowed to do what you want to do. And that's whether it's from an ex-spouse, from a current spouse, from a parent, from a kid that thinks they know everything, from whoever that person is, fill in the blank, a friend. Right? Some of you have friends that just have all of these expectations for you and you just go running, right? You just go trying to take care of everything instead of saying, no, that's your expectation of me, but my expectation is different. Even though it's been that way for however many years, my expectations are starting to change because I know I'm not going to let anyone else run my life but me. So acknowledge no one's in charge of you but you. And then number three, allow the person with the unwanted or unintended expectation or even the expectation that they've placed on you, even if they've said, hey, I expect you to do this or I expect you to behave like this or I want you to do this. Let that person be mad. Let them be frustrated. Let them be upset. Let them walk away. Let them call all the your best friends and their best friends and understand that their reaction is 100% on them and not on you. You don't let their reaction to what you've decided to do in terms of what their expectation is of you, you don't let their action change the outcome for you. Think about how many times someone will try to, and I'll put these in the air quotes too, quote unquote, guilt you into doing something, guilt you into changing your mind, right? Because they start to, oh, I can't believe you would do this. I can't believe you would say this. How dare you? I can't believe you would hurt my feelings like this, right? That is 100% on the other person. And when you, my friend, can sit with that and you can say, look, I know this isn't the outcome that you were expecting. I know this isn't the outcome that you're wanting, but this is what we're going to do. You can be mad. I'm going to honor that. You can be frustrated. I'm going to honor that. But I'm going to now go on my own merry way, and I'm going to live my life because I'm a grown adult, and I'm in charge of me. There is so much relief when you start to drop expectations, when you drop expectations of yourself, when you drop expectations of others, and sometimes, most importantly, when you drop those unintended expectations that someone has on you, that you've made up in your mind that you think that that's how they want you to act, that's how they want you to be, that's how they want you to do, and you just let those all go, and you say, I am going to be and do me. That's who I'm going to be. Because that's what I was made for. That's what I was put on this earth for, to be my own and your own unique self. I hope you guys have a great week. Reach out to me. New website, check it out, drdarrenwilson.com. Email me, drdarrenwilson@gmail.com. I'd love to work with you. And let's get those expectations under control. See you next time. Take care, everyone. Who is your life coach? If you don't have a life coach that you're working with each week, that's challenging you, that's pushing you to be the best version of yourself, I would be honored to become your life coach. Reach out to me for a simple and easy consult at www.drdarrenwilson.com. Reach out this week, let's connect, and let's grow together.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.